This is Emil Moffitt for WKU Public Radio. For 15 years, beginning in 1988, Phil and Don Everly returned to the town of Central City to perform a benefit homecoming concert that, at its pinnacle, drew a crowd four times the town's population. This weekend, hundreds of people from Muhlenberg County and beyond turned out to pay tribute to Phil Everly on what would have been his 75th birthday. The recognizable hits poured from the stage in the Merle Travis Music Center. As one performer put it, being asked to pick out an Everly Brothers song to cover was like being led into Fort Knox and being asked to select a favorite piece of gold to take with you. He picked Bye Bye Love and Wake Up Little Susie. Two of the Everly Brothers' second cousins performed four songs, including All I Have to Do Is Dream and When Will I Be Loved. One of the Everly Brothers' first cousins, Diana Sue Taylor, described one of her first memories of her famous relatives when she was 8 years old and was escorted backstage at the Civic Center in Hammond, Indiana.
After they got it was over with, they had to leave, and there was all these girls around, and we had to go with them and escape out the back way. And I'm scared because we're having to go down this ice ramp, and that's what I remember about it, going down this ice ramp and everything. And so I'm thinking... And the girls were after him. I couldn't get over why are they after them? You know, I'm 8 years old. It doesn't mean nothing to me.
Don Everly was born in Kentucky in 1937. The family would move to Chicago before Phil was born 2 years later. But as their cousin Diana Sue remembers, family would bring them back to Kentucky at least once a year. Ray Goodman remembers several of those visits, which were filled with games and music.
We sat out in front of that Baptist church there in Cleeton and sang on that old bridge, never dreamed it was going to be what they was, you know. There wasn't nothing to do but sit out there and sing or play hide and seek, you know. Had some great times there playing basketball down there in front of old Pop Sears store. Yeah, some fond memories, you know.
He says the Everly Brothers' parents, Ike and Margaret, were very influential in their son's musical upbringing.
Real nice people, really nice. But Ike, you know, Ike was a great guitar player, you know. Like, greatest picker to ever live right there.
A theme throughout the Phil Everly tribute was not only admiration for his musical ability, but also his humble and genuine nature, despite the fame that he and his brother attained. In the late 1980s, Central City's economy was flagging, and the police department couldn't afford a new radio communication system. Hearing about the town's plight, Phil and Don called and offered to donate the remainder of the money. So grateful was the town, then-mayor Hugh Sweat decided to name a street in their honor. Sweat, along with businessman Bill Greenwood and several others, drove to Nashville to meet with the Everly Brothers and discuss the possibility of putting on a benefit concert in Muhlenberg County. Greenwood says Don and Phil dove into the venture headfirst and often invited many of their musical friends to attend and play.
We were so excited. We had like 8,000 people at the first one. And then by the fourth year, when we had the Kentucky Headhunters, they had just risen to popularity, and we had about 20,000. So just in a little town of 5,000 people, we had to coordinate traffic, parking, we were in buses to the field.
He says hundreds of the town's residents volunteered to help put on the concert and credits the event with unifying a community that had fallen on hard times after being a top coal producer before the 1980s.
As the song Paradise says, you know, Peabody Coal Company came in with larger equipment, employment was down, and coal is the only industry. And the city's tax base was down, and we just sort of turned that around with pride. Not that we're necessarily booming today, but there are different issues with the coal market today than before.
For years, Central City and Muhlenberg County have been synonymous with coal. Now the town is making efforts to be known as the guitar capital of the world and the home of thumb picking, and there are signs all over town boasting Central City's distinction of being the hometown of the Everly Brothers. When Phil Everly died January 3rd, the world said goodbye to a rock and roll legend. But for the people who gathered in Western Kentucky this weekend, including his cousin, Diana Sue, the loss was much more personal.
And the last time I talked to Phil is Patty called me back somewhere around September. They were planning that Eden Everly was having it in concert, and she called me and she put Phil on the phone, and I got to talk to him and didn't think about him being bad, you know. So it hurt.
Phil Everly's relatives had lost a loved one, and the people of Central City, Kentucky had lost a cherished friend. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Mahler.